Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, expect clear skies across most of Israel. A warm evening is settling in Tel Aviv and Haifa, while Jerusalem enjoys a gentle breeze, perfect for a quiet night out. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports just in that the IDF accuses Hezbollah of violating the ceasefire and has evacuated a village in southern Lebanon. Also, Mariv says IDF forces launched a nighttime operation in Kalandia earlier this hour. This follows pressure from the defense minister's office. Also this hour, Israel Hayom covers former President Trump criticizing Abdul El-Sayed, a Democratic candidate from Michigan, calling him a communist loser who hates Jews. Separately, the Jerusalem Post reveals that the IDF has begun precise strikes against Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. This action follows an earlier evacuation warning. And finally, I-24 News reports from earlier today that Prime Minister Netanyahu met with new IDF recruits, assuring them of continued support. Here's what people are saying online. Standing together, a unity group posted that they visited Moatasem, a bus driver in Jerusalem, who was assaulted by racists, expressing solidarity and listening to his story just over 20 minutes ago. Al Arabiya English shared a link to a recent article detailing regional developments. Belaz News reports that Iran denies any planned diplomatic trips, despite ongoing efforts to reduce tensions with Pakistan and Qatar. This was posted about 24 minutes ago. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF's actions in southern Lebanon. According to Walla, the IDF has accused Hezbollah of breaking the ceasefire, prompting the evacuation of Al-Mansouri. This village is strategically significant due to its proximity to the border. Such evacuations highlight rising tensions and the potential for further conflict in the region. Turning to the IDF's operation in Kalandia, Mariv reported that this move followed a push from Defense Minister Israel Katz. The operation targets militant activities in the West Bank camps. Such operations often lead to heightened tensions and could impact security dynamics in the area. Meanwhile, Trump has made headlines with his remarks on Abdul El-Sayed. As Israel Hayom noted, El-Sayed's Senate primary win came despite significant financial opposition from pro-Israel groups. This reflects ongoing tensions in U.S. politics over support for Israel, potentially affecting future diplomatic relations. In a related development, the IDF's targeted strikes on Hezbollah come after issuing an evacuation warning, as the Jerusalem Post detailed. This marks a significant escalation, being the first such warning since June. The strikes aim to diminish Hezbollah's operational capacity, yet they risk further destabilizing the border area. And finally, Netanyahu's meeting with new recruits, covered by I-24 News, underscores the government's commitment to its military personnel. By pledging support, Netanyahu seeks to bolster morale amid ongoing regional tensions. This gesture reassures families and strengthens internal confidence within the IDF. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports that Superfarm has launched a gallery website offering luxury beauty brands in Israel. This includes names like Chanel and Dior, enhancing consumer access to high-end products. Separately, C-Tech warns of potential flooding risks in coastal cities. Former Environmental Protection Ministry official Dr. Gil Proactor emphasizes that climate change poses a strategic threat, necessitating urgent planning to protect urban infrastructure. And finally, Walla Business shares findings from a new study by Seed Israel. It suggests that donor requirements significantly shape humanitarian aid programs for women. This insight could lead to more effective support strategies in the future. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.